saved by the blood. God had sent 9 plagues to punish the king. Pharaoh would not let the people go free. Finally, the king had become so angry that he said he would kill Moses if he saw him again. So, Moses spoke this last warning. Moses was now angry with this wicked king. One last terrible plague was to come. Moses said, "Thus saith Jehovah, about midnight I will go forth into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been nor ever shall be again." Moses walked from the palace and through the streets. The people looked at Moses in awe. They knew the God Moses served was very powerful. Things began to happen fast. God had given orders for all the Israelites to go to the Egyptians and ask for wages they had not been paid for years as slaves. They were to ask for clothing, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold. The Egyptians gladly gave the Israelites these gifts. They were afraid not to pay up. The last terrible plague was about to happen. The Israelites were given strict orders. They must obey every command to be saved. Each family was told what to do. They must kill a lamb. Some blood of that lamb must be smeared on the top and sides of the door. They must roast and eat the lamb that night. They must not go out through their door that night. Jehovah would pass through Egypt at midnight. He would visit each house except the Israelite houses with blood on the doors. Those Israelites who obeyed God would be saved by the blood. God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." It happened exactly as God said it would. This plague was worse than any of the others. Every house that did not have blood on the door had a midnight visitor. The oldest child in each family died that night in Egypt. Pharaoh was awakened. Servants were awakened. All the people of Egypt were awakened. In every house someone was dead, the firstborn of each family. A great cry was heard in Egypt. In Goshen, Jehovah had passed over all the houses with blood on the doors. All was peaceful there. The Bible says a dog did not even bark there. There was no crying in Goshen. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron to take their people and go serve Jehovah. Take your flocks and herds and be gone. This was the great day of Exodus. This was the day the Israelites left Egypt. They were free. Taskmasters would not beat them again. They bowed their heads and worshipped. Thank God, thank God. God had kept His promise to free them.
The message you have just heard was...